If you have your Bibles with you this morning, would you turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3? While you're turning there, let me remind you of a passage of Scripture that you are well aware of. It's in Ephesians chapter 5. It is on the same subject as we will tackle today, where it says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Paul tackled the topic of harmony in the home, and Peter here, as we open the third chapter, tackles the same subject. Look in chapter 3, and let me read for you, beginning in verse 1, where Peter writes, "Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respect and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on the gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you today for this passage of Scripture, for these passages of Scripture. Father, we would pray today that you would teach us, that you as the Spirit of truth would open the Word to us, that you would breathe life into it, that we might hear and understand. Father, that you would challenge our hearts and that you would convict us, that you would move in us, that the name of Jesus would be honored and glorified. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.